From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A travel ban has been imposed on New York City and its suburbs after authorities effectively shut down America's most populous city because of a massive snowstorm pummeling the eastern United States. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said that residents need to stay indoors during the storm. He said anyone who is on the streets risks getting arrested.
We want New Yorkers to know that this is a warning being given very clearly. If you want to avoid these enforcement actions, get off the streets now.
Bus service and above-ground subways were suspended. All Broadway performances were canceled, and the bridges and tunnels were shut down. New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, imposed a ban on all local and state roads across the city, Long Island, and crossings west to New Jersey. The storm seriously impacted the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast regions Saturday afternoon. Nearly 60 centimeters of snow blanketed Washington, D.C., and another 8 hours or so of snow are forecast. With more snow to come, the weather services have predicted that this storm could bring snowfall to rival the biggest blizzards on record. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and its Gulf allies have clarity on the initial steps in talks that could lead to a political transition in Syria. Speaking in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Saturday, Kerry said there was agreement that the International Syria Support Group would meet to resolve any differences that arise in the first round of U.N.-sponsored talks scheduled for next week in Geneva. Saudi Arabia, Iran, and the United States are among the world powers that make up the support group that has been backing the UN-led process. This is VOA News. Vice President Joe Biden has stressed the strategic importance of Turkey following a meeting with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu in Istanbul. As Dorian Jones reports from Turkey, Biden said both countries have made progress on a number of issues.
The Syrian conflict and the war against Islamic State, or Daesh as it's called, topped the agenda of talks between Vice President Biden and Prime Minister Davutoğlu. Ankara has been pressing Washington to intervene militarily in the conflict. More common ground appeared to be found, with Biden acknowledging Ankara's stance towards the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, and Islamic State as equal threats.
In terms of their actions, Daesh and PKK and al-Nusra, there's no substance. They're terrorist groups. They're simply terrorist groups.
Ankara has been strongly criticized by its allies for focusing its military efforts more on the PKK, which is fighting Islamic State in neighboring Iraq. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling for closer economic and security ties with China, saying that Iran had never trusted the West. Khamenei told Chinese President Xi Jinping during a meeting Saturday that Tehran was eager to expand ties with what he called more independent countries like China. Earlier, Xi met with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in the president's palace, that is, where the two leaders oversaw the signing of 17 agreements aimed at expanding diplomatic and economic cooperation. Approximately 200 refugees stormed the northern French port of Calais on Saturday, with about 50 of them boarding the Spirit of Britain ferry. A spokeswoman for the ferry's operator said the migrants were not able to get inside the vessel from an external deck because the staff locked the doors. She said that some of the refugees left the boat voluntarily and that the rest would be removed by police. The incident followed a demonstration of about 2,000 people in Calais in support of migrants. And an army official in Burkina Faso said 10 soldiers have been arrested in connection with a pre-dawn raid on an armory outside the capital, Ouagadougou. Friday's raid on the Yimdi Armory came less than a week after al-Qaeda-linked terrorists killed at least 29 people and wounded scores more, including many foreigners, in an upscale Ouagadougou hotel. A government spokesman said Saturday that all 10 suspects in the armory raid were former members of the country's presidential guard. He said one civilian was arrested, describing him as a religious figure. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.